Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, one quick thing before we take a break here. We also had a lot of stories this week that you responded to, and with us here to go through some of them is WBUR's and Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea. Hey there, Adam.
Hi.
So what really seemed to set listeners off this week?
Well, we revisited the state ban on gifts between pharmaceutical companies and doctors. Basically, these are lunches and swag that drug reps hand out as they hawk their wares to doctors. And the legislature passed this ban a couple of years ago, and now some state lawmakers are trying to repeal it on the basis that it's been hurting the local pharma industry, driving away convention business, that sort of thing. So we had one listener leave us this voicemail from the perspective of a doctor.
Hi, this is Dr. Kate Atkinson calling from Amherst, Massachusetts, which sounded like a good idea. Don't allow pharmaceutical companies to give gifts to doctors. But it is, unfortunately, one of the ways that many of us who are in rural practice can obtain continuing education and good education. The closest hospital that has good continuing education is 30 to 45 minutes drive for me.
And we want to remind our listeners that they can leave us a message for broadcast at any time. The number is 617-353-1137. That number is also on our website, wbur.org/Boston.
And also there online, we got a great comment thread going on a story we did about so-called natural playgrounds. A handful of these are opening up around Boston right now, thanks to some grants from the Children's Investment Fund. Basically, playgrounds that forego traditional plastic and metal equipment for things like sand and rock. And grass.
Okay, so here's a comment we got from Tracy Sager. She says, while I'm appreciative that Boston is building new playgrounds, I'm extremely upset in the trends I see. For example, in the Southwest Corridor Park, the new playgrounds are all bald play structures with no creativity. The children can climb up and slide down. They can move levers in prescribed grooves, and that's it. On hot days, the structures are too hot to touch because there's no shade, and they're made of metal and plastic.
And Audrey White piggybacked on that. She said, I, too, am appalled by the Southwest Corridor playgrounds in Jamaica Plain. There's not a single speck of nature at the new Minton playground. No trees, no dirt, no grass, not even wood chips. It's metal, plastic, and shredded tires. The stench is unbearable in the heat, and who knows what the health effects of exposure are. End quotes. Now, that name sounded familiar to me, and I'll explain why. There are three new playgrounds along the Southwest Corridor that use a shredded tire product as mulch. It's a recycled product. It's very soft and springy, so it offers very low fall to injury ratio, and yes, that is a term of art in the playground business. But a few weeks ago, some parents in JP got worried about the gases that the stuff might be giving off, especially on hot days. And at the time, I actually happened to meet Audrey at that playground.
I brought my son here in May, and he's 2.5, and my eyes were stinging from the noxious odor, and my son said he had a sore throat, and we couldn't stay here, and so I went home and started researching. And there's a lot of conflicting information out there on whether this is a health hazard or not.
Wow, a noxious odor and stinging eyes. Adam, that sounds kind of terrible. Is there any research about the environmental effects of this stuff?
Well, the mobilized moms in JP came up with a report commissioned by the California Integrated Waste Management Board, which found very slightly elevated cancer risk associated with some of the chemicals found in recycled tire play surfaces. And they presented that report to officials from the Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation, which built these playgrounds. And the DCR folks held a community meeting, and they pledged to do their own investigation. And now, just today, I got DCR Commissioner Richard Sullivan on the phone. He had sent this material out to an independent lab for analysis, and here's what he says he got back.
All the investigations and the testing that was done shows that there is no concern here in terms of any of the levels of any of the chemicals. That being said, we are taking a look at some issues of maintenance and also some issues with respect to just making everybody feel more comfortable. So we are internally taking a look at, you know, possibility of pulling the material out of there and using a different application out there.
So, Adam, what kind of maintenance issues is Commissioner Sullivan talking about?
Well, obviously, we're not in a position to talk about the health impact of whatever, you know, dioxins or furans or VOCs are in that tire mulch, but I have been there several times this summer, and I can tell you, it sticks to your shoes, and it's spreading rapidly beyond the confines of the playgrounds. Plus, on a hot day, it definitely is stinky. And it's worth mentioning that just today, Concord-Carlisle Regional High School said that they're going to replace their synthetic turf with something containing fewer heavy metals. And the selectmen there are saying, in effect, this material we have is entirely safe, but just to mollify all of you nervous parents, we're going to replace it anyway. So DCR might feel as though they're in a similar position.
All right. Well, thank you for following up on all of that, Adam.
Sure thing.
And listeners, keep leaving your follow-up questions or any other type of feedback at WBUR.org/Boston, where you can also see a picture of that infamous stinky tire mulch Adam was talking about. Coming up, it happened in a blink. 10 men and women were swept up by the FBI, revealed as undercover spies, and exchanged for Russian prisoners on a Vienna tarmac. We talked to the two attorneys who represented the Cambridge spy couple. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.